Well, it wasn't so long ago, just a, 6 months or so, that we were chatting with the folks from the New Haven Legal Assistance Association, because they were poised to celebrate their 60th anniversary. So we're back now with their deputy director, Elizabeth Rosenthal, to talk about how the 60th celebration's been going so far. We also have some great information if you're looking for legal help anywhere within the sound of our voice. And we want to bring you down to New Haven for their fantastic block party that's coming up in early August. We're going to talk all about that and more with Elizabeth Rosenthal after we remind you of how to get yourself some really, really sweet treats for a good cause. I'm talking about Grahamberries, the delicious organic blueberries available every summer through Ableis. They are back for a limited time, and while supplies last, they are farm fresh organic blueberries sold at multiple locations around Greenwich, Darien, Stamford, and the lower Fairfield County region. They're from a unique partnership with Blueberry Hill and Organic Blueberry Farm in upstate New York, whose son Graham is an Ableis community member. As you know from their many appearances on the program, Ableis is providing great services and support for folks who are suffering with or are living with disabilities. These Grahamberries are available now through mid-August, once again, while supplies last. And you can find out more about where you can get these blueberries any day of the week by going to their website, ableis.org. That's ABILIS.org. I'm sorry, ABILIS.US. So, Elizabeth, Now you probably want to just like run out and get blueberries, huh?
I know. My mouth was watering. I'm going to have to keep my eyes out for those.
Yeah. This is a great cause. And I know that that you have dealt with many clients who are, may have some sort of a disability and who are getting the short end of the stick in terms of legal matters. So this organization does great work. And that would be a great partnership. They get the blueberries, you guys eat them. So the New Haven Legal Assistance Association secures justice for and protects the rights of folks in New Haven County who are unable to engage in legal counsel. You also have a great network of other agencies that will tell folks how to learn more about. But first of all, let's flash back to our where our conversation all started back in the beginning of the year. The 60th year celebration has provided so many ways for folks to get to know the organization. Tell us how the celebration's been going so far.
It's been wonderful. We've had a number of more intimate events. We had an event at Bar in New Haven with a chat with some of our former staff members about the past and future of legal services in New Haven County. We had a discussion at the library with some of our current staff attorneys in different practice areas talking about their work. But what we're really excited about is that coming up on August 10th in Goff Street Park from noon to 5 is we're going to be having a community block party to celebrate people in New Haven County. We actually also serve the lower Naugatuck Valley. So if there are people down in the valley who want to come into New Haven for this party, that'd be great, because we understand that without this community, we are nothing, and we are part of this community, and we serve this community, and we want to have a party to celebrate that, because we wouldn't have been here for the last 60 years if not for the support of both our wonderful clients and our supporters throughout New Haven County.
Well, there are so many, virtually countless situations where people may find themselves saying, man, I probably really need a lawyer to take a look at this or to advocate on my behalf or to provide me with some support. And inevitably, many of the answers are, well, why don't you start at Legal Aid? But there are a lot of things that Legal Aid as a movement can and can't do for people. So let's go back and remind people exactly what New Haven, your organization, the New Haven Legal Assistance Association, actually does.
Sure. We provide individual legal services for low-income people in New Haven County and the Lower Naugatuck Valley. We serve clients who are at or below 125% of the federal poverty line. And so that generally means, just to give people a little bit of a framework, for a family of four, the poverty line is $31,200. So 125% of that. Sometimes there are exceptions. We actually have exceptions for seniors, for example, who don't have to meet those income guidelines. But that's, you know, low-income folks in New Haven County who are facing issues with safety, income support, housing stability. Those are really our bread and butter legal services issues. So we have a family law unit that really focuses on protecting survivors, victims and survivors of domestic violence. We have a housing unit that represents folks facing evictions and with conditions issues in their homes. We have a public benefits unit that helps people access, you know, the safety net for income support. We also have an immigration unit that helps people, you know, maintain, you know, obtain status to have safe and productive lives in the United States.
Well, let's focus on a couple of those, starting with the immigration unit. You know, certainly immigration has been out front and in a big way across the country over the past decade or more in terms of its focus and its polarizing of communities and individuals. In terms of your interaction with folks in the immigration unit, what are a couple of the most common or frequent concerns that are bringing people to the New Haven Legal Assistance Association?
Safety, right? Safety and asylum from conditions in their home countries are really the main driver, I would say, of our clients. So we are doing a lot of asylum applications and trying to assist people in, you know, gaining legal status in this country.
So sadly, you and I both hear the critics of the asylum system just saying it's just a box that folks check to fast track their way to get into the country. But you and your team are meeting and working with these people without getting into any detail that might identify an individual client. Can you just kind of relate to people some of the horror stories that you're hearing and why these people are seeking asylum here in our country?
I want to be candid. I personally don't do asylum work, so I am not well versed in any specific client stories that we have right now. But what I will say is that the asylum process is quite rigorous. It's not simply a box you check. To gain asylum status is a very intensive process that requires reports and third party expert testimony and interviews and things like that. And I will certainly say that our clients definitely have stories of personal and political persecution that absolutely qualify them for that status in our country.
Okay. How about in terms of housing? We talk a lot about that here on our program. Just because we're in the middle of this crisis, on any given day, Connecticut needs 13 to 15,000 more housing units than it has. And it certainly could create situations where a lot of those units could be more affordable. I'm sure, yep, along with your colleagues in housing and support and crisis response agencies, you guys are seeing, in some respects, the same fallout.
We are. We absolutely are. I mean, I think there are a couple of things going on. First of all, we have a lot of clients who are still, I think, suffering some from the fallout of the pandemic with, you know, income issues, not being fully employed, and things like that, where housing is increasingly unaffordable because the prices of the housing are also increasing exponentially here in Connecticut. We're also seeing a lot of housing sales to new owners where the new owner wants to maybe do some repairs in the units and raise the rents. And so they're evicting people, maybe people who've been living there quite a long time, so that they can do that repair work and in some cases, double the rent. So unfortunately, we are actually seeing some circumstances where older people who've been living in a home for quite a long time are finding themselves having to find new housing after, you know, more than 10, 15 years because they have a new landlord. And that's unfortunate. So we spend a lot of time in our housing unit. We have a right to counsel program in certain zip codes in New Haven County, where we're trying to represent everyone we possibly can. Sometimes we do reach capacity, but we're trying to take as many cases as we can to help people maintain housing stability, which doesn't always mean that we can keep them in their current housing, but we're working to connect them with the resources to find new housings where they hopefully don't experience a period of homelessness.
Mm. Well, you know, there's nothing like getting to work in the morning and you know, having six or eight time blocks where you have to deal with individuals of varying needs and being able to actually, you know, bring those individuals in, find out what their needs are, and maybe initiate, if not complete, the fix in a relatively short period of time, or possibly even in that visit. When it comes to your office, what are a couple of the really kind of quick and simple legal initiatives that that people are bringing to you that are relatively quick and easy to solve when you have the legal expertise of the members of your team?
Sometimes it's just some good advice. Someone just wants to hear from a lawyer what their next step should be. You know, should I pay the rent? What should I do? How should I communicate this with the landlord? So there are times where there are things that can be resolved through a quick phone call or just giving someone advice about what the next steps are or how to connect, for example, with code enforcement to complain about conditions. Unfortunately, one of the problems we see is that in Connecticut, people have conditions issues and they don't understand the process about there's a legal process to resolve conditions issues where they're not supposed to withhold their rent. They can't just stop paying their rent. They have to call code enforcement. If code enforcement comes out, you know, even if code enforcement doesn't come out, but if code enforcement comes out and issues orders to the landlord, they can file what's called a housing code enforcement action where they escrow rent to the court. And it's an incredibly complicated process. I'm not saying it's easy, but it is a process that people are supposed to follow. So someone who can come to us at the beginning of that, where we can advise them on that process, assist them on that process before they've, say, withheld rent and ended up in eviction court for nonpayment. Those are the kinds of things that we can resolve pretty easily.
And outside the housing arena and into all of the other things that NHLA does, do you guys assist people who qualify for your help with things as simple as like wills and you know, quick hit legal transactions like that?
Currently, that is not part of our practice. We are engaging in strategic planning and potential needs assessment, but currently wills and estates and that kind of planning has not been part of our practice.
Okay.
We've found the need with, you know, things like family law and housing and public benefits have been so great that we've focused on, and I actually forgot to mention, we also do education law where we help, you know, students in school who might need, you know, with learning disabilities, who might need special accommodations at school or who are being expelled from school for disciplinary issues. We also do that as well. So we found the needs in those areas to be so great that we haven't expanded beyond them.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that we wanted to talk about in the last couple minutes that we have with you, Elizabeth, is the fact that NHLAA is not a standalone agency in terms of the type of assistance that it can supply. You actually have a network of similar agencies that you folks are part of that has compiled a really robust and informational website. Let's talk about CT Law Help.
Yes, I would love to. So we are part of a network that covers all legal services statewide. So we cover New Haven County and the Lower Naugatuck Valley. There's an organization called Greater Hartford Legal Aid that covers the Hartford area, Connecticut Legal Services, which covers pretty much the remainder of the state, including, you know, much of Fairfield County or all of Fairfield County. And we all work together to maintain a website called ctlawhelp.org, which contains a wealth of legal information for folks. So, you know, if someone just has a quick question about, as I discussed earlier, you know, conditions, you know, my landlord won't make repairs in my apartment. They can go to that website and they can get a whole pamphlet. They can get a whole page of information about what the process is and what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. And also has information about how to connect with legal services if they need it.
Excellent. And in closing, for folks who want to support the work that you're doing, aside from coming out on August 10th to the block party and meeting you and some of your team and perhaps a lot of the folks that you've already touched with assistance, how can folks help the cause and help you do more for more people?
Well, thank you for that. I want to say I think the block party is going to be really fun. I think, you know, there's going to be music, there's going to be food, there's going to be games. We're looking into, you know, bounce house, things like that. So I think that's a great opportunity to come out and support us in that way. But I would also direct people to our website, nhlegal.org, which is also a place to get more information about our services and what we do. I would encourage people to sign up for our newsletter, which you can do on at the bottom of the front page of our website. And there's also a donate button there. If people are so moved, we are always welcoming individual donations to support our work.
Fantastic. We really appreciate the information this morning. Our guest, Elizabeth Rosenthal, is the Deputy Director of the New Haven Legal Assistance Association, providing legal advice, brief service, and full representation to ill individuals, strategically prioritizing legal work for qualified folks that'll make systemic improvements to benefit large numbers of low-income people. And they also work in engaging in community education and outreach like this very program. So mission accomplished, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And continued congratulations on your 60th anniversary celebration. And hopefully we'll see you at the block party.
See you there.
Take care. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.